never thought I'd ever hear myself say this. My excuse was, like, being full-time with God. In other words, giving my life for God and I'm free to move for Him. I used to go to bed about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning and then get up at 12, 1. Kim used to say, you should be getting up early. Like, you know, really, I said, well, what's the point? I got a whole day and I don't know what I'm doing. Well, anyway, as you know, as of last week, it was on a Monday, I woke up at 7. And on the Tuesday, I woke up at 5 and God told me distinctly to get out of bed. And I did, and I obeyed. And I'm thinking, why? You know, why do you want me up this early? And I just began to speak in tongues, like Pedro was talking about speaking in tongues. And it's just so powerful. You know, we need to use the Spirit of God. God's given us that Spirit so that we can be led by it. And that we can use it, that we can operate. And, you know, and be led by that Spirit, you know, that we can speak in tongues, interpret, prophesy, receive word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discern the spirits, faith, miracles, and healings. You know, the manifestations of the Spirit are energized by our speaking in tongues, and as God opens the doors, then we can apply it the worship manifestations are applied in the fellowship, right? And it's to edify. Everything that we do when we're led by the Spirit of God edifies and builds people up. So on that Tuesday of getting up of last week, Danny called me because he usually takes the car, and he said, Dad, could you bring me to work, he said, because I got nowhere to park the car and it'll cost a fortune. So that God was just helping me to get in the routine of getting up. So for all of last week I was up at 5, and I thought, okay, that was cool, that was nice. I had a nice lay-in Saturday and Sunday, and lay-in was 9 o'clock, which was still early for me on my time. But this week, again, every day, up 5. One morning I was up at 4 o'clock, and I just got up and I realized that God gives us our work daily. And we may not have much to do within that day, but you know what, my days are packed. And being born again of the Spirit of God, you know, we are born to live, but we're born again to serve. And when we're walking in that newness of life, then we can serve in newness of spirit. In other words, we're not serving from the five senses, what we see, but we're serving as God opens the doors for us to leave, you know, to live and move and have our being in Him, and to do those things daily that He gives us to do. And from this, I've been having great fellowship. I've been serving my physical family, right? My physical family, like Kim. She's been in shock and still is in shock because every morning she gets a nice 2 cups of coffee before I go out. So I'm up before her, I'm out of the house before her, and I go and I pick Danny up. So Danny, I said to Danny, well look, I'll take the car and I'll just pick you up every morning, drop you off wherever you're working. Because for Danny has a car, but Amber also works, and she works in mental health. And she's a manager there, manageress. And so she works all these different shift patterns. So she usually has the car. And Danny has to work the other side of town. And for him to get there, we'd have to take 3 or 4 buses. And I thought, my God, like, this is really great. And so every morning, I go and pick Danny up. And he said, Dad, should we pray? Should we lift the day up? And it's been fantastic. And Danny, you know, really blesses me. He has such a great heart for God, such a great heart for people. And from that fellowship, it's really encouraged him. And I've been really blessed. And then also, Leanna said to me, well, Dad, if you're up that early and you drop Danny off, why don't you come over? And then instead of me getting the baby ready and Maya ready and having to rush out the house and walk, because it's quite a lot now, would you take Maya to nursery? So I said, yeah, I'd love to do that. So this is what I've been doing. And then one morning, I think it was Monday morning, I got up and I went through this routine. And God just put it in my heart to go and get a chicken. So to buy a chicken and to do a roast dinner so that Kim could come home and have a nice roast dinner. So I got the roast chicken and the bits and pieces that go with that. And then I just felt inspired to go to Subway. Everyone knew what Subway is, sandwich, where they make sandwiches. And you can either get a takeaway or you can sit in. So I decided to have this foot-long bacon and cheese sandwich. And I sat down. I was the first one in there. It was really early. They just opened up. I even had to wait for them to prepare, you know, like open up the till and everything. And so I sat down and a lady come in. And this lady, I know her age now. I didn't at the time. She's 67. And she sat just behind me. And I ate my roll. And I looked down at my shirt. And all these crumbs were all down my shirt, all over my legs. And I'm like, oh, gosh, talk about messy. And she was looking over. I said, I think I got more food on me than I got inside of me. And she said, yeah, it's just terrible when you eat and you drop the sauce down your front. So anyway, we was just talking, and I just sensed that there was, like, she was grieving. And I said, so how's your new year began, and how are you doing? And then, you know, I said that my wife was, she was at work this morning, and blah, blah, blah. And then she opened up, and 6 months ago, she lost her husband. And she began to share, and then I said to her, that must be really tough. I said, the closest people I've lost to me, I said, was my dad when I was 23 and my mum 8 years ago. And I said, but I would never imagine what it must be like to lose a partner. You know, how are you handling the things? How is it? How are you coping? And I just asked for, you know, how she was doing. And then she started to cry and open up, and it was really great. And then I started to share about, you know, God and his love, and that she's not on her own. And that, you know, when we believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, you know, God give us the Spirit of God, which is the Comforter, which is Christ in us. And I began to explain these things. And she said, yeah, I do believe in God, but I don't really know a lot. So I got to really share with her. And she was so blessed. You could see tears in her eyes. And before we left, she got up. As I got up, I said, well, I'm going to have to go now. It's really lovely to meet you. And she got up and she grabbed hold of me and gave me the biggest hug. And I did mention I had a website. And she said, oh, could you write your website down? She goes, I really would like to look at this, you know. And I said, yeah, that's no problem. I said, but just remember, you can go directly to God. And he's with you. He loves you. He knows your needs. And it was just such a wonderful open door. Without even looking to open a door. And so, like, my heart, and from my understanding, is that we are to connect people to God. I didn't try and connect it to the fellowship. I mentioned the website and stuff like that. I did mention that we did do a fellowship. I won't try and get her to come to it. But what we should do is let God work in us. And when we connect people to God, God is really able to direct their path. You know, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Even if they don't know much, God can work in their hearts. And, you know, what Jason mentioned about laborers, you know, I said to him, don't pray for hungry hearts. Because there's many people that are hungry. We want to pray for laborers, the leaders, the workers, the ones that are going to proclaim, the ones that are going to receive the word with meekness and do and move and live and have their being in God and to be led by God. And, you know, there's many people that, you know, have a great need for God, but there's not many people that are going to really move and focus their life and live unto God. And that's what my desire is to help raise up other leaders, is to pray for those laborers, the workers, the ones that are going to do, the ones that are going to practice, the ones that are going to connect to God and do what God shows them and put in their hearts. And I know that my ministry is also to encourage people and to direct them to God. So, like Jesus Christ, what did he do? He reconciled man back to who? Himself? No, he reconciled them to God. And we got the word and ministry of reconciliation, and God wants us to reconcile people to God. He will lead them where they need to go. Well, anyway, I got up yesterday, and again, I'm sat there in the chair. And it was the day before. And it was 4 o'clock I got up. And I said, God, now this is getting ridiculous. But do you know what? At the end of the day, I look forward now to getting up. This is the most blessed time. the most quietest time. And it reminded me when I read in the scriptures in the gospel where it says that Jesus Christ got up a great while before the day. I don't know what time that would have been, but it's a great while before the day. And I felt when I got up at 4 o'clock, this is a great while before the day. But what did Jesus do? He went to God. He prayed, you know, whether he was thanking God for the day, whether he was asking God for his direction for that day and what he'd have him do. But that's exactly what I'd done. And I said, Father, is there anything that I can do right now? And do you know what came to my mind? Write a prayer list. And so I used to have a prayer list, and I just kind of just, I thought, well, I don't want to get into a religious thing of going through a prayer list. But it, Habakkuk come to my mind where God, you know, where he says, you know, write the vision, make it plain, so he that seeth may run to do it, you know? And so I started the list, and I put my family, my immediate family, and then I went to put the believers. And then it just come to my heart, just put down who I show you. So I wrote this list, and the people that come to my mind, I just wrote down. And the countries, I wrote down. And then God said, now write your desire down. And so I wrote the desire down. And then, do you know what? I didn't go through it, that list, and say, I thank you for Lawrence, myself. I thank you for Kim. I thank you. I didn't do that. I just looked at that list, and I just spoke in tongues. This was how God was working in me. He might do it with you differently. But God's just taking me step by step and showing me what he wants me to do. But it all starts with that speaking in tongues. It starts with prayer. You know, prayer, nothing happens.
Just like Pedro,
nothing happens without prayer. And then when we start with prayer, then God will put his desires in your heart, what you should do. Now, we can follow what a ministry does, or what a man says, or a woman says for us to do, but God is looking for people that will do what he says for them to do, what he puts in their hearts to do. And when we decide to live unto God, then that's the way God would have us to go to him, and to be led by him, and to do those things daily that he puts in your heart. Then the doors will open as we become faithful, just seeking God every day, just doing these little things. Like today wasn't so busy for me, but then Kim rung me, and then she said about this traffic situation, and I just said, well, have you asked God? And the reason why I understood that, because yesterday I took Danny to work, and on the way back I sat in traffic for 1 hour. And then today I said to Danny, I'm not going to sit in traffic for 1 hour. There is no way. And where Danny works, I don't know the area. So I said to God, after I dropped Danny off, I'm not going to go that way. You show me where to go. And literally I drove by the Spirit. And I was home in half an hour, where it took me an hour and a half the day before. And that's why when Kim called me, I just said, ask God, he'll show you which way to go. So really, I'm just having great fun walking in newness of life. You know, going to God, asking him what he'd have me do, looking to give, looking to serve. You know, so like, I got such great comfort serving, you know, the family, and looking to bless them, looking to take care of their needs. I turned up this morning at Leanne's, or 1 o'clock, sorry, because she asked me on the last minute, could I take Mayor in for her? And so I went up there, and she opened the door, and she was crying. Oh, Dad. Oh, I'm like, what's going on? I thought something happened to the kids or something, you know. I said, what's the matter, sweetheart? And I grabbed hold of her and put my arm around her, and she said, oh, they're doing my head in. I said, who's doing your head in? She said, well, Finny's crying, Maya's not getting ready for play school. I said, well, what's Maya doing then? She said, well, I went to get her, and she's got this horse called Spirit. It's a TV program, kids. And she's saying to Leanne, she goes, I'm on Spirit, and you can't catch me. No, 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 no. So she just got, and she didn't get a lot of sleep, so she was a little bit emotional. So I said, right, okay. So I went upstairs, I said, Maya, move. Get your clothes on now, you're getting ready, you're going to play school. And she got all excited because I was there, and I said, come on, just brush your teeth. And then Finny was just gone off to sleep. And I said to Leanne, you know, I said, you used to do this to your mother. You used to make her cry as well. I said, but, like I said, I know you're tired. I said, but, you know, just, if you're struggling, you can always give me a call. I'll come up and give you a hand. I said, but really, just be a little bit more disciplined with Maya. Don't let her get away with everything. I know she's the love of your life, but she needs discipline. You know, love and discipline, and, like, if, you know, if you need to sit her down and give her time out. And she actually did give her time out before I come up. And, but Maya was just, is a good gal, really. You know, she was just paying her mummy up for that morning. But when we do what God puts in our hearts, then the things will happen, and it's not coming from our own effort, our own, you know, traditional way of doing things. You know, like Jesus Christ says, your traditions to the Pharisees make none affect the power of God. And we can have our own traditions today. Well, I need to get up. I need to pray. We can do it religiously, or we can do it from the heart, being led by God. But I'm going to share just one more thing before I hand it over to Kim for the teaching. And that was yesterday, after doing all what I had to do. I mean, I am blessed where I can grab an hour's sleep. And I went to sleep. You know, Kim come back and I said, I'm going to go and grab an hour, love, you know, so that I can have a nice evening with you as well. And Kim usually dozes off on the settee doing a knitting. And her head usually falls down and her glasses fall off her nose. It's quite funny. And but I had a dream. I had a dream, Martin Luther. And in this dream, I was married before I met Kim when I was very young. And now Donna is, that was my first wife, she's married to this other guy called Andy. And in this dream, I was speaking with my daughter, Sarah. And that's my daughter from my first marriage. She's 33 now. And in the dream, it's quite weird. Like, you know, she was saying, yeah, my mum's this, my mum's that, and she won't get on with her mum. So I decided in the dream to go and see her. But I ended up sharing the word. Now, my first wife is born again, but she hasn't been living as a believer at all. And she speaks in tongues and everything, but we went to Pentecostal church together and stuff like this. And but she's been living a totally opposite life to that. But I started to share the word with her partner, and his name's Andy. And he was really humble. He said, well, I never used to believe. He said, but I believe now. And he said, and then I shook his hand, and then I started to share the word with him, and then he started to share the word back with me. And I woke up feeling very peaceful and compassion. And it was like God was showing me to have compassion, because some of the things these two have done has not been a blessing to my daughter, you know. And so, and I kind of held a little bit of resentment, but God just put a great compassion in my heart and just reminded me that, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, okay, but against principalities and powers and mights and dominions, and that the enemy will have us to look at people after the flesh. But if we can just see people as Christ, you know, as Christ is, so are we in this world. We can see people through those eyes, then the compassion, when we look at their lifestyle, can, you know, alleviate us to move as God directs us to minister. So I'm quite expecting a door to open there. I don't know if it was God just softening me up in different areas, but he's doing a work in my heart, because I'm saying, God, you lead me. You guide me, you show me what to do. And I also want to, I expect some of you notice, on the website I put some teachings of Sangate Baines. There was How to Heal the Sick and Cast Out Devils, which is a fantastic class, and Amy referred to that tonight, because she spoke to me earlier on, and I encouraged her to go and, you know, go and listen to that. You know, because really, it just activates people to have that mind of Christ, to, you know, that we got the Spirit of God in us. We can minister with that power of God. And he goes through the scriptures wonderfully and shares these things. And I also put, there was another, a couple of classes of his I put on, which, going through these again, bless me, I've gone through them. And one is Our Help Comes from Jehovah, which is some great encouraging teachings, and Newness of Life, which is topical teachings that God works in his heart to do. And I put some of his regular teachings on, because there's some great stuff, and there's many wonderful ministers of God that are encouraging God's people, and these teachings have encouraged me a lot. But God works in all of us, and when we do what God chose to do without worrying about what other people are going to think, then we can really be a force. Because a lot of people hold back and they watch their words. I better not mention this minister, or I better not mention that minister. That's fear. And God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love and a sound mind. And when we do what he shows us to do, you know, we can connect directly to God. He's leading each and every one of us. And when we just do those little things, then, you know, being faithful doing them, he will open up great doors for us to live and move. He had put the people in front of us that we need to minister to, we need to encourage, and that we don't do anything from our flesh, from our wisdom. We need to forsake our wisdom and let God work in us. So that's what I wanted to share, so bless your hearts.